Chapter 23, Lian Qinbao Zhang Li Liang Jian Shou Yu Fa Zhan, Joint Logistics Support Forces, Construction and Development. Joint Logistics Support Force construction is an important component of military force building, and improving the joint logistics support capability is an inevitable requirement for winning the war. In the context of the continuous development of the world's new military revolution and the continuous evolution of war patterns, strengthening the construction and development of joint logistics support forces is a common issue faced by the armed forces of all countries in the world. Section 1. Joint Logistics Support Force Construction and Development Trend. For the joint logistics support of the armed forces of the world's major countries, different joint logistics systems, such as headquarters joint logistics, military joint logistics, and regional joint logistics, have been adopted, and different forms of joint logistics support agencies and support troops have been formed. For example, the U.S. military adopts a support system that combines headquarters joint logistics and service joint logistics. In peacetime, various support agencies under the Ministry of National Defense implement joint logistics support. In wartime, a certain service is used to organize joint logistics support in a war zone. From a long-term perspective, joint logistics support is a common trend of military support in various countries, which is mainly manifested in the following aspects. 1. Joint logistics support forces are deployed in a global multidimensional space. The joint logistics support force adapts to the needs of military activities, especially combat, and is the essential characteristic of the support force. As military activities continue to expand into wider spaces and newer areas, the construction of joint logistics support forces pays more attention to cross-domain and cross-dimensional support issues and gives full play to the strategic role of going first, stabilizing, and building and forming a joint logistics support force layout in a broad space and new areas has become the general trend. 2. Joint logistics and support is developing towards the integration of logistics equipment. The integration of logistics equipment can greatly concentrate resources, and it has become a common practice for the military organizations of major countries in the world to organize joint logistics support. The development of joint logistics support services and the requirements for simplicity and speed in wartime support have urged the development of joint logistics support in the direction of integration of rear loading. To solve the problem of integrated development of after equipment, the military of most countries starts from the institutional aspect. The reconstruction of our army reconstructed the scale structure and force composition of the Joint Logistics Support Force, divided the general and special support interfaces, and solved the problem of separate systems for the logistics support and equipment support of the troops below the theater. In the future, the construction of joint logistics support forces will focus on the needs of joint operations, pay more attention to the efficiency of joint logistics support, innovate support concepts, organization, force use, etc., and further integrate the after. Installation integration from organizational form, service integration, and action control, and realize the full integration of joint logistics support. 3. Joint logistics support methods are developing towards precision distribution. Accurate distribution and implementation of precise support are one of the development goals of joint logistics support, and it is the inevitable result of the promotion of scientific and technological development and the traction of war practice. A new round of military revolution in the world is developing in depth. The form of warfare is rapidly evolving into informationized warfare. The combat process has been significantly accelerated. The combat phases are frequently changed. Precision strikes have become the main means of fighting for the initiative in war. The joint logistics support must be rapid response, precise, and efficient. The extensive use of the latest scientific and technological means and the continuous exploration of cutting-edge technologies provide development space and favorable conditions for the construction of joint logistics support means. The Joint Logistics Support Force will rely on the Internet Plus and Internet of Things Plus models to further increase the data, informatization, and intelligent deployment of joint logistics resources and seek to match the development of new combat areas and the construction of new combat force systems, reconstruct a precise distribution joint logistics support system with real-time demand perception. 4. The main channel of joint logistics support develops towards military-civilian integration. Joint logistics support is an important key position for transforming national power into military power and an important bridge linking the military and the economy. As the main position and incubator for the deep development of military-civilian integration, the joint logistics field has strong versatility and complementarity, rich military-civilian integration resources, and huge potential, and can achieve high-end integration and deep integration in the organizational system. From 2005 to 2017, when the U.S. military moved around the world and performed overseas missions, nearly 50% of the support missions were completed by socialized logistics forces. The development of support channels in the direction of military-civilian integration is conducive to planning and designing military-civilian integration platform paths, improving demand docking and resource-sharing mechanisms, and accelerating the formation of a multi-domain, all-element, and high-efficiency military-civilian deep integration development pattern. 5. The Joint Logistics Support Method develops comprehensively and flexibly. The Joint Logistics Support Method tends to be comprehensive and flexible, which can not only actively adapt to the multi-domain and multi-directional support needs of future wars, but also promote the innovative construction of the Joint Logistics Support Force. The diversified military needs of future wars require the establishment of the concept that science and technology are combat effectiveness and support capabilities, boldly explore and apply cutting-edge technologies, carry out joint logistics, support theoretical innovation, promote the revolution of joint logistics, support methods, and use various methods with a high degree of flexibility and resilience, a method and method of guarantee to continuously improve the comprehensive support capability. From the perspective of the self-construction of joint logistics support, the reform and innovation of support methods is an effective way to promote joint logistics support, capacity building, and service development, which can reduce the joint logistics support force and improve the effectiveness of support to a large extent. Section 2, Joint Logistics, Support Force Capability Requirements Under the New Era Conditions. The construction of joint logistics support forces must obey the national security strategy and military strategy, rely on the country's comprehensive strength, base on the advantages of intensive support, insist on multi-party integration, proactive shaping, convenient and efficient, and build joint logistics based on national territory and forward radiation. The support pattern, comprehensive use of multiple support methods, strong point support, three-dimensional projection, and precise energy release provides high-quality, efficient, timely, and reliable support for various strategic directions and various military operations. From the perspective of capacity requirements, the following aspects should be strengthened. 1. Joint energy gathering, global support, and guarantee capabilities. Joint energy gathering and global support and support capabilities are to focus on joint logistics support first and take the expansion of national interests and the needs of joint operations as the traction, relying on the joint combat force and command system to integrate the military and the local, strategic and operational forces in all directions, forming organic peace and warfare integration, multi-party integration, flexible distribution, and accurate and reliable support capabilities. Through multiple methods, such as partition support, three-dimensional projection support, preset support, and precise direct support, implement reliable and efficient support for joint operations. Specifically, it can be decomposed into joint logistics, support command and control capabilities, system operation capabilities, and survival and defense capabilities. The joint logistics support command and control capability requires that under the framework of the Joint Combat Command System, a command and control link be built as needed to coordinate the joint logistics support operations around the overall combat objectives. The system operation capability requires the command and control information network as the basis, the peacetime and wartime support standards as the basis, and the peacetime emergency and wartime needs as the orientation to achieve real-time awareness of battlefield and support situation, intelligent analysis of intelligence information, automatic generation of support plans. Support operations are carried out in an orderly manner. The support network is self-repairing, and the support relationship is autonomously integrated. Survival defense capabilities require the ability to withstand the harsh battlefield survival environment, effectively deal with the enemy's multi-method, multi-spectrum, multi-dimensional reconnaissance, hide the truth and show the false, and have sufficient battlefield protection capabilities. 2. Material supply guarantee capability with integrated financing, storage, and supply. The materials provided by the Joint Logistics Support Force are mainly general-purpose materials, including finance, supplies, clothing, energy, etc., which are the material basis for the entire military force system to perform tasks. It must be ensured that the supply is sufficient, high quality, and timely. Combining the workflow division of material supply guarantee, material supply guarantee capacity can be decomposed into material raising capacity, material storage capacity, and material supply capacity. The ability to raise materials requires the ability to use procurement service agencies as the backbone to build a material financing network, complete material financing according to the guarantee needs, and take into account the time cost and economic cost of material financing. The material reserve capacity requires the ability to rely on modern specialized warehouse facilities and equipment to strictly keep the reserve materials, realize the orderly rotation of the reserve materials, and maintain a reasonable scale structure of the war preparation material reserve and the connection of the layout system. The material supply capability requires that the material supply support force be used reasonably according to the support plan and the troops application, and the troops can be supplemented with materials in a timely manner. 3. Fast and accurate medical support capabilities. The medical support capability aims at meeting the needs of peacetime and wartime, and in accordance with the requirements of covering all the staff and the whole process, rapid and accurate treatment, organizes the construction of medical combat readiness, strengthens the research of new areas such as health and epidemic prevention, biosecurity, and ensures the support of medical services. It can not only serve the construction of troops in peacetime, but also complete the mission of medical service and rescue in warlike times. Specifically, it can be broken down into medical treatment capability, healthcare capability, hygiene and epidemic prevention capability, and biosafety protection capability. The ability of medical treatment requires not only the realization of full netcom in the military hospital system, but also the ability to grasp the best treatment opportunity, perform operations on site, and quickly organize evacuation. Healthcare capabilities require the ability to conduct regular health checks on personnel, implement special service recuperation and regular recuperation plans for officers and soldiers, and maintain physical and mental health of personnel. Hygiene and epidemic prevention capabilities require the ability to organize and implement disease prevention education, carry out various epidemic monitoring, promptly warn of possible epidemics, and take necessary epidemic prevention measures to reduce the incidence of infectious diseases and the rate of attrition. Biosecurity protection capabilities require the ability to rely on professional biological monitoring points and high-level biological laboratories to build a military biological security defense system, effectively defend against biological weapons and biological terrorist attacks, and deal with major biological epidemics in a timely manner. 4. Multidimensional and efficient transportation and delivery capabilities Transportation delivery capability refers to meeting the needs of joint operations transportation delivery, relying on the Joint Logistics Support Force itself, or coordinating other military and local transportation forces using roads, railways, water transportation, air transportation, pipelines, and other means to complete various types in a timely manner. Transportation and delivery tasks. Specifically, it can be decomposed into professional decision-making ability for transportation and delivery, transportation loading and unloading ability, transportation and delivery ability for special materials, transportation and dispatching ability, and transportation and delivery service guarantee ability. The professional decision-making ability of transportation delivery requires the ability to accurately calculate transportation capacity requirements, formulate transportation delivery plans and plans, determine transportation delivery forces and scales, and reasonably select transportation delivery routes, airlines. Transportation loading and unloading capabilities require the use of multiple tools and means, loading and unloading of trains, large helicopters, transport aircraft, transport ships, automobiles, etc. Special material transportation and delivery capabilities require the ability to transport and deliver materials and equipment with special requirements and provide corresponding aseptic, vacuum, freezing, constant temperature, low vibration, and other transportation and delivery capabilities during the transportation and delivery process with large and heavy equipment transportation and delivery capacity. The ability to dispatch and dispatch transportation requires the Joint Logistics Support Force to coordinate with the military's transportation forces, local airports, railways, and shipping departments, unify the dispatch of the forces and resources for transportation within and outside the military, and complete transportation and delivery tasks on time. The ability to support transportation and delivery services requires the ability to provide the necessary services for military transportation and delivery operations. 5. Standardize and intensive military facility support capabilities. Military facility support capability refers to the overall planning of the general military facility support work of the entire Army, giving full play to the professional advantages of joint logistics support and providing the troops with high-quality military facility support in accordance with the requirements of standardization, and intensiveness. It can be broken down into military facility construction capability, asset management capability, and engineering agent construction capability. The ability to build military facilities requires the organization of military facilities construction, professional engineering supervision and inspections, and the formation of professional camping mobile support forces in accordance with the needs of combat and daily combat readiness. Tasks such as rushing to set up and build emergency facilities. Asset management capabilities require the ability to focus on the scientific management of the assets of the military facilities, maintain good operating conditions and use order, give full play to the advantages of joint logistics support and overall deployment, and use military facilities assets intensively to improve support efficiency. The engineering agent construction capability requires that the construction of the barracks and barracks of various types of troops should be completed with high standards in accordance with the actual needs of the troops and the environmental conditions of the station. 6. Autonomous and efficient unmanned intelligence support capabilities. Unmanned intelligent support capabilities require the use of unmanned intelligent technology for the after-installation support of the battlefield and enhance the autonomy of support means intelligent command, use of clusters, and cloud organization with new support concepts, support models, and support methods to promote the leap forward and new generational changes in support capabilities. Specifically, it can be decomposed into human-computer interaction decision-making ability, autonomous organization ability, task substitution and enhancement ability. Human-computer interaction decision-making capabilities require that the focus is on the intelligent perception of security tasks, intelligent recognition of the environment, intelligent planning of actions, and autonomous execution of activities. Through technologies such as the Internet of Things, big data, cloud computing, and deep learning, the automatic collection and independent analysis of security information are required. Guarantee situation real-time assessment, intelligent monitoring, autonomous planning, and sensitive control of guarantee actions, guarantee resource data sharing and timely deployment, and improve the command and decision-making ability of man-machine coordination and the action ability of man-machine integration. The ability of autonomous organization requires the use of advanced technology in certain key areas to combine manned and unmanned systems or focus on unmanned systems to implement safeguard operations in a relatively long period of time. Task replacement to enhance capabilities requires the application of unmanned systems to replace manpower and enhance manpower to implement support activities in dangerous heavy support tasks or harsh environments, such as the application of individual flexible exoskeletons and intelligent prostheses to enhance the mobility of soldiers, and the application of intelligent life support systems to improve medical treatment capabilities and use modular materials and 3D printing to improve on-site support capabilities. Section 3, Major Measures for the Construction and Development of Joint Logistics Support Force. The construction of joint logistics support forces must focus on achieving leapfrog and connotative development, tightly grasp the key links in the generation and leap of combat force support, and in accordance with the requirements of joint operations, joint training, and joint support, accelerate the integration of joint support forces into joint operation systems, forward-looking layout, focus on actual combat, key breakthroughs, and improve integrated joint support capabilities. 1. Optimize and improve the joint logistics support layout. Based on the needs of future warfare, focusing on strategic development, we will build a joint logistics support layout that supports important points and supports all regions. On the one hand, optimize the overall layout. While maintaining the advantages of the original layout, further highlight the main strategic direction, strengthen the focus of support, optimize the support layout, and better meet the diversified joint logistics support needs with military conflict preparation as the core. On the other hand, proper advancement of land support and expansion of maritime fulcrums. According to the needs of the task, adjust and optimize the layout of the battlefront line support force to enrich the coastal and land support. At the same time, rationally shrink the depth of land area guarantee points, accelerate the development of storage and supply bases, and realize the transformation from sitting diagnostic request to radial distribution through standardized operations, specialized division of labor, and networked combination. 2. Shaping the joint logistics support force system. Establish the universal use, modular combination, military-civilian fusion, joint logistics support force construction ideas, accelerate the comprehensive force construction in various directions, the construction of various specialties, the coordinated construction of military and civilian forces, promote the leap-forward development of joint logistics construction, and the overall improvement of support capabilities. The first is to streamline and integrate fixed support forces. In areas with strategic depth, important fulcrums, and concentrated support force deployment, optimize and integrate warehouses, hospitals, transportation, and other elements to gradually improve regional support forces. The second is to enrich the Joint Logistics Mobile Support Force for strategic battles. According to the thinking of battle, specialization, and mobilization, build a strong joint logistics support brigade, pre-organize and assemble professional technical support teams to perform mobile support tasks, integrate strategic delivery forces with organizational sea and air transportation capacity as the mainstay and local transportation capacity as a supplement. The third is to establish and improve the military-civilian integration support force. Carefully build an integrated military-civilian transportation and delivery system, a military-civilian shared medical and health system, a military-civilian joint military energy system, a military-civilian coordinated military procurement system, and a social security system, the military-civilian compatible scientific and technological information system forms an overall support force structure that combines military and civilian organically. 3. Adjust and form a combat readiness reserve system. Closely integrate combat missions in various strategic directions, scientifically predict support requirements, coordinate wartime support, emergency supply, and rapid delivery requirements in different directions. Attach great importance to the hidden layout design of civilian resources, deepen the military-civilian federation system and mechanism, and adjust the formation of an appropriate scale. A combat readiness reserve system with reasonable structure and flexible methods. First, in terms of the scale of reserves, in accordance with military construction plans in various directions and fields, we will improve the inventory of war preparation materials, optimize the amount of reserve funds invested, improve key reserves and urgently needed reserves, and reduce the size of ordinary material reserves. Second, in terms of the reserve structure, in accordance with the model of early mobilization, timely support, and emergency procurement, continue to adjust and optimize the layout of reserves in various strategic directions, and study and clarify the strategic operational reserve structure and mobilization authority. The third is to increase the scope of local agency reserve and contract reserve in terms of reserve methods, and coordinate the construction and development of military and land material reserves. 4. Accelerate the development of joint logistics support equipment system. Looking ahead to future battlefield needs, establish a joint logistics support equipment development concept of information-led, same generation, and system integration. Improve the equipment construction management system, accelerate the research and development of joint logistics support equipment, and improve the supporting capabilities of the equipment system. The first is to reasonably learn from the development models of various services and arms, use information systems as the starting point, and use data as the core to comprehensively improve the collection and harvest of battlefield data, fusion processing, shared services, and decision-making support, and do a good job in the research and development of joint logistics support equipment. The second is to focus on coordinating with the development of equipment systems of other services and arms, and gradually realize real-time interaction, precise positioning, and automatic update of combat operations and support data, and develop unmanned intelligent support systems suitable for joint battlefield search and rescue, nuclear, biological, and chemical monitoring. The third is to adhere to the integration of battlefield operations, upgrade and develop support equipment, improve supporting joint logistics support data platforms, and promote joint logistics support to Internet Plus Joint Logistics, Big Data Joint Logistics, and Intelligent Joint Logistics, level iterative development. 5. Innovatively build a joint logistics command system. Focus on the integration of the joint command system and the needs of cross-domain coordination, improve demand synchronization awareness, command integrated linkage, data integration and interoperability, and innovate to build a joint logistics command system that integrates combat and security, supports each other, and covers the entire domain. The first is to accelerate the integration of the joint logistics support chain of command into the joint operational chain of command. Scientifically define the functional positioning, mutual relationship, and application principles of joint logistics command in joint combat command, as well as the division of command powers and responsibilities, and the refinement of command procedures so as to open up the joint logistics support command decision link, demand reporting link, and action control as soon as possible link. The second is to accelerate the construction of a joint logistics support command model based on the network information system. Utilizing core technologies in the information field, using artificial intelligence-based wide area distributed decision-making and commanding, reshaping the joint logistics support model, realizing real-time demand perception, visible control of resources, timely and correct determination, accurate delivery, effective treatment of the wounded, and full control of actions. The third is to be based on the region and focus on the overall situation, maximize the overall support force, optimize the support resources, improve the reliability of the joint logistics support chain, and build a robust joint logistics command and support network that can not only meet the regional support, but also dynamically respond to multiple directions, respond to each other, and cover the entire region. 6. Consolidate the actual combat training system, promoting the combination of troops and personnel of the joint logistics support force and between personnel and equipment is the basic way to generate the capabilities of the joint logistics support force. We must always adhere to the requirements of actual combat, carry out military training with standards derived from actual combat and higher than actual combat, and continuously improve the emergency response support level of the joint logistics support force. One is to adhere to the traction of actual cases. According to the combat support plan, follow the general rules of training. Pay attention to distinguishing the levels of campaign training and tactical training, agency training and troop training, officer training and soldier training, individual training and unit training, scientifically formulate training plans, and insist on training according to the case. According to the case review, the second is to adhere to actual combat standards. On the basis of training skills according to professional skills, training synergy according to groupings, training synthesis according to organizational systems, and training integration according to regions, the system organizes integrated training, strengthens the integration of front and rear training, and highlights the complex enemy situation, complex weather, and complex environmental condition training. Improve the docking capabilities of joint logistics support and combat operations. The third is to improve related mechanisms. Establish a scientific evaluation mechanism, clarify training evaluation methods and standards, increase training rewards, strictly supervise the mechanism, and promote the actual combat training of the troops.